I have the craziest story to tell you in case you haven't heard it yet today.
Okay.
So you don't know who Jeffrey Toobin is, right?
I've never heard that name.
Okay. He's a CNN talking head. He's also a writer for The New Yorker. Okay. He was on a Zoom call with his publishers, other writers, all these producers, because they were planning some big election thing, you know, so they're doing this like big Zoom call with all these really important people, decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
But the call quickly turned into like a porno when Toobin was caught. Now, at first it was reported that he was just exposing himself. Now we hear that he was, how do I say this, polishing the banister, practicing self-love.
On the Zoom call?
On the Zoom call.
Why do people do this? Why? How come you don't understand when the little light is on, that means the camera is on?
Presumably, he's done a lot of Zoom calls because he's a CNN talking head. I don't think they go into the studio. I think he's been doing it from home on Zoom. So here's what he said. He said, I believed I was not visible on Zoom. Even if you think you muted the video, why are you enjoying yourself by yourself while you're in a business meeting? It's like if you need to do that, you know the call's at 2 o'clock. Just get it done with and then take your call, or wait till the call is over. You're not a 13-year-old boy. Like, this is like a 60-something-year-old man. You have to be touching yourself while you're on a Zoom call with your boss?
If you send something out on Twitter that is not good, if you put something on Facebook that's not good, if you do that while you're on Zoom and you think because you're on mute nobody can see you, you have to be fired. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You are fired. You're too stupid.
He was fired.
Oh, good. You're too stupid to be in the human race. You have to go. Bye.
Not only was he fired because, hello, inappropriate sexual behavior, like violation of every HR rule possible. Yeah, you should be fired. And he was. He was fired immediately.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like the guy who got hacked on Twitter. He says he got hacked on Twitter. No, dude, you put it out there. You just got caught. You're too stupid to be in the human race. Sorry, you have to go.
And here's the weird thing. So I was telling my boyfriend Joe about this. And he's like, whoa, Jeffrey Toobin? I'm like, do you know him? He goes, I know his wife, or maybe now ex-wife. She used to be his boss at American Express.
Oh, really?
And he said she was like really prim and proper and conservative. Like, this kind of behavior would have never been okay with her. Like, even in their personal life, she was just squeaky clean. So I don't know if they're still together, but...
Is that a divorceable offense?
I don't know. I mean...
We have to have this conversation at dinner tonight. You're going to hear about it tomorrow or whenever you open up the internet at some point today. But we're going to have this conversation. So I'm sitting down with you to have this conversation. Are you divorcing me?
You know, it's interesting because this is one of these, how can this be going on during a pandemic? I heard a story from a friend of mine yesterday that his uncle, who he never really got along with very well, that his uncle had gotten fired from this job that he has had for like the past 5 or 6 years. And getting fired during a pandemic is a really scary thing, especially when you're like an uncle age. You know, you're not 20 where it's like, it's my Mick job. I'll just get another one tomorrow. I mean, this was like this guy's career. But the reason he got fired wasn't because the company was downsizing. It was because he went in, started a fight with his boss. It got physical and he punched his boss. So if you're so stupid to start a fight with your boss during a pandemic and then punch your boss in the face during a pandemic, whoever's at home waiting for you, whatever spouse or partner you have there, they have to sit down and talk to you and be like, I don't think you're a good decision maker. We probably shouldn't be together. I don't love anybody that much that I can put up with that. Like, that would be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get a divorce if somebody loses their job, but it all depends on how you lose your job.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not because they lost their job. It's the way they lost their job. Their job wasn't, they weren't fired. The company didn't downsize. They did something to lose their job.
Yeah, they
that's a
downsized
bad decision
themselves.
Maker. Exactly. So that's somebody that would also be downsized from my payroll as well.